trans writer Andrea Long Chu blasted over ethics after writing essay saying anyone should be able to transition at any age. By Warner Todd Houston on March 12, 2024. Transgender activist and writer Andrea Long Chu was criticized over journalistic ethics for using a post about his New York Magazine article as a platform to raise money to cover medical costs of a friend's botched transition surgery. The Pulitzer Prize-winning cultural critic wrote an essay, published on March 11, in which he maintained that anyone should be permitted to have gender-affirming care at any age. And for minors, parents have no right to oppose the transition. Chu called his proclamation a form of biological justice, insisted it was a moral right, and said gender-affirming care should be part of a right to health care. But Chu is also being called on the carpet for using his ex-posts about his New York Magazine article as an excuse to ask people to donate money to a friend for medical care needed due to complications from gender transition surgery. Health writer Benjamin Ryan found Chu's ex-posts to be unethical for using his social media posts about his article and the fundraising effort. Not long after Ryan began criticizing Chu for the fundraising, Chu deleted his posts. The activist is taking heat from his article in other ways, too. Chu, who identifies as a woman, attacked those on the left who oppose the transgendering of children and labeled them TARLs, which he claims stands for trans-agnostic reactionary liberals. The activist went on to suggest that there should be no limits at all on gender-affirming care. Chu wrote in his essay, "We should understand this right as flowing not from a revanchist allegiance to an existing social order on the perpetual verge of collapse but from a broader ideal of biological justice, from which there also flows the right to abortion, the right to nutritious food and clean water, and, crucially, the right to health care." Chu added, "Let anyone change their sex. Let anyone change their gender. Let anyone change their sex again. Let trans girls play sports, regardless of their sex status. If they excel, this means only that some girls are better at sports than others. This is a recipe for major health complications, though, because these radical surgical and drug therapies have serious health consequences on a patient's body." But in his advocacy for the procedures, Chu took no note of these sometimes life-threatening issues. Chu has written that he became a transgender woman due to his addiction to sissy porn, a video genre in which men assume the submissive role, often by wearing women's underwear. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.